Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. I'd like to begin today's podcast with a special announcement. I've said this over the last few weeks, but I'm just excited about it. My brand new recording, a 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere, is now available at DennisJernigan.com, on iTunes, and several other streaming services. In addition, my brand new book, also called The Middle of Nowhere, is available on Amazon.com. This book details the many times in my life I felt alone in middle of nowhere moments, and it shows how God met me in each and every one of those moments. I honestly think it will be of great encouragement to you. I really do. And today's podcast is the story behind the 10th song from this new collection called Our God. This song came to me on January 15th of 2015. I'd like to share a quote with you from Max Lucado. It says this, God will use whatever He wants to display His glory. Heavens and stars, history and nations, people and problems. C.S. Lewis says this, a man can no more diminish God's glory by refusing to worship Him than a lunatic can put out the sun by scribbling the word darkness on the walls of his cell. One of the best things I've ever done in my relationship with God through the years has been to simply learn about His nature. You've heard me talk about this before. His character. What makes Him, Him. The simple and most practical way I've done this is to learn what He calls Himself. Why is that important? Who He is tells us who we are, because we are His children, and children tend to take on the traits passed through their genes from their parents. Since I am God's son, His spiritual DNA flows through my spiritual veins and informs me in my identity. Another simple and practical way I've come to understand the nature of God and to uncover and release more of His spiritual DNA into my own spiritual veins is the act of worship and praise. My personal belief is that as I worship God in song, He lavishes His love on me as He surrounds me with songs of deliverance. This song we're talking about today, called Our God, came about as I simply practiced what I preach. Worshiping God is tangible expression of relationship with my Maker and reduces my thoughts to those of naked and utter intimacy. He sees me, He loves me, no matter what. Knowing who God says He is gives me guidance when I need to reorient myself and reorient my way of thinking from that of the world. Knowing who God says He is gives me a solid place to anchor my thoughts. Knowing who God says He is invigorates my relationship with Him. Think of it this way. One of the first steps in beginning any relationship is to find out the other person's name, right? My wife's name, Melinda, it means beautiful. When I first met her, I could not take my eyes off of her because she was indeed very physically beautiful. Now, as of the recording of this podcast, we have known one another for 42 years and have been married for 37 of those years. I know her on a physical level, a mental level, an emotional level, and a spiritual level. On every one of those levels, I find great beauty. One would think that after so many years of knowing another person, they would come to the end of discovering new facets of that relationship, that person. This is fascinating to me. When I hear her name, I instantly associate her name with beauty and strength and come to the realization for the umpteenth time that I've only touched the tip of the iceberg in my understanding of who my wife is. That is how my relationship with God is. The more I discover of His nature, the more mystery I encounter. As in the mystery of knowing my wife, the mystery of who God is always leads to deeper and unexplored places in my relationship with Him. Who God is speaks volumes to my soul when I find myself in a middle of nowhere situation. Now, when I was first born again, I found it difficult to think of myself as clean before the Lord due to my sin, due to my depraved way of thinking. God revealed Himself in His name, Jehovah Makedesh, I am your sanctification. I am your holiness. As I began to put off the old ways of thinking, the constant guilt and shame, and began to replace those thoughts with the new, I found myself feeling pure and unashamed and holy like my Father. It is as if He has set me apart for Himself, and that reality causes me to set myself apart for Him. And when I began my spiritual quest to know God and to be known by Him, I often found myself reverting back to my old ways of thinking in regard to my self-inflicted need to perform for God's love and acceptance and approval. Guess what? God then revealed Himself with the name, I am your righteousness. That's Jehovah Tsidkenu. When I understood that Jesus Christ had paid the debt I owed for my sin and left me in right standing with God, the spiritual DNA of the truth came flooding through my spiritual veins. I am the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus. In times of feeling confused and scattered and floundering my way through the middle of nowhere moments of life, I have come to rely upon the name of God. I am your shepherd, Jehovah Rohi. He leads me through the valley of the shadow of death called Parkinson's. He watches over me through the long sleepless nights, surrounding me with songs of deliverance and security. He provides living water and bread of life. He literally restores my soul. He astounds me with His mercy during the occasional lapses of taking my eyes off of Him. He binds up my wounds and calls me to follow after Him. He invites me to sit at the very table of the feast of His presence, even when surrounded by the sometimes crippling lies and temptations of the enemy. His DNA runs through my soul and gives me the desire and grace to extend the same comfort to those around me. He also calls Himself, I am your banner of victory, Jehovah Nisi. Quite simply, I've read the end of the book, the Bible, and I understand fully that no matter what, I win. When I came to the place of understanding that His victorious DNA flows through my spiritual veins, I began to experience great strides in victory over the former temptations, the former thoughts, those things that formerly led me to self-focus and self-destruction. Through this knowledge of God, I came to the place of denouncing my former identity as victim and began to view myself as a victor, as more than a conqueror. As I've walked out the journey of life with my God, I've had many moments and opportunities to discover the fullness of the name, I am your provider, Jehovah Jireh. When Melinda and I were first married, we were honestly dirt poor. We survived literally some weeks on popcorn and potatoes. And when those resources became unaffordable, we simply stepped out on bold faith and asked the Lord to provide for our needs. On more than one occasion, we went to our front door to find a bag of groceries. That's the truth. When we were considering selling our wedding rings to pay the rent and buy groceries, God, through the people of our church family, gave us a car, showered us with baby gifts, and gave us $3,000. I could spend an entire book telling story after story of Him living up to His name as provider. His providing nature flows through my veins as I feel compelled to provide for the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual needs of others. He reveals Himself in the name, I am your peace, Jehovah Shalom. Over the many twists and turns of my life's journey, I have encountered times of spiritual warfare, times of temptation, times of persecution, times of storms, times of fiery trials, times of physical pain and suffering, and times of deep and intense sorrow. In each of these segments of my journey, He has been there with me, whispering words, peace be still. Peace be still to the storms of my mind, singing songs of love that dispel and eradicate the fear in the dark times, speaking words of wisdom from which to anchor my scattered thoughts. In His presence, I find peace, and I am like my Father. I enjoy His presence because I know He enjoys mine. My Father God also calls Himself Jehovah Shammah. That means literally, I am here. When we understand that we never leave God's presence, we have a constant anchor and a constant lifeline, a constant companion, a constant friend. I believe we either forget God is with us or we simply choose to ignore His presence. What I've come to find is that God does not ignore my presence even when I ignore His. This does my soul a world of good as it relates to Parkinson's. One of the symptoms I am experiencing is a feeling of not being present in certain moments. I feel invisible mentally. I sometimes feel trapped in my mind, screaming to those I am trying to communicate with, and nothing coming out of my mouth. During such moments, I am driven to the anchor of my soul that says, I'm right here, son. I am right here. I know he is faithful to be with me because I simply love being with my children, my grandchildren. And if just being with them brings such peace and joy to my mind, how much more does our Heavenly Father enjoy just being with us? There are myriads of names God calls himself. Redeemer, Lord God of hosts, Savior, Lion of the tribe of Judah, Lamb of God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, Jehovah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I could go on and on, but I wanted to end this part of the podcast and the story of the song Our God with one of my favorite names of God. He calls himself Jehovah Rapha, which literally means I am your healer. Has God healed me of Parkinson's yet? No. Will he? One way or another. He healed me of my past. He restored the years the devouring locust, the enemy's lies, have stolen from me. He daily binds up my wounds and tends to the deepest needs of my soul. When I realized my need for healing in regard to my sexual identity, I had to ask him the question, why me, Father? His response, why not you? We were never promised a bed of roses in this life. When we follow Christ, we take up a cross and follow him. I believe mankind brought sickness into the world when Adam and Eve sinned. Our God is so awesome that he uses sickness to bring about good in our lives and to bring glory, a light to the world, a light to himself. Why would you allow me to go through Parkinson's, Lord? Again, he answers, why not you? He is God. I am not. I trust him, and I declare his nature and his power over my life. That's who he is. My God.
God Almighty, holy, holy, holy. awesome God who gave His Son, redeeming us, our God is the only God who heals. Any broken heart He seals. The repentant heart with precious blood He shed for us, our God. To be praised. I praise you with all my might. I will praise you only. I praise you with all my life. You alone are holy. Holy, holy, holy God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy.
Father, we worship you. We exalt you. We declare your greatness in the universe. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll tell you this. If the Lord does not heal me in this lifetime, he will heal me in the next. Either way, I win. My daily goal is to use Parkinson's for the kingdom of God, to bring light to the darkness of this world by reminding people that our God wastes nothing we bring to him. I've already said this, but he does not waste our sorrow. He does not waste our pain. He does not even waste our failure. His name is precious to me. His names are life to me. His name is a shelter for my soul. Whether I live or whether I die, nothing changes with him. We all die. The question becomes, do we all really live, or do we succumb to the whims of our ailments and maladies? I choose to live and die with my eyes fixed on Jesus, while allowing him to use my sickness for his glory and for the good of others, and frankly, for my good. That truth alone lifts me right out of the middle of nowhere and plants my feet on the solid rock of faith in Jesus Christ, our God. Romans 8:28 says this, you guys know this, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Let's just run to the name of Jesus today. It's simple as that. Today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Don't forget to check out my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I've also got a couple of fantasy book series for young people, some children's books, a set of devotional books, and even a short novel there. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Our God, from the studio recording The Middle of Nowhere, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or check out iTunes or other streaming services. You can also get the lead sheets for all the music from The Middle of Nowhere at praisecharts.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.